God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, it's absolutely incredible what the human body can endure. And it seems to me as if there's more that the human body can endure than we would have thought even 50 years ago. So for instance, I remember being up in the Rocky Mountains several years ago and going to a church on Sunday morning high up in Leadville, Colorado. And they just finished a race that day called the Leadville 500. This is a race that is, as the name indicates, 100 miles in length and all at altitude. That is to say 100 miles of running, and it's all in the mountains, all at high altitude and low oxygen. It's incredible. It's incredible how many people actually finish these races and how much they can endure. I am tempted to say that the human body is more apt to endure than the human spirit sometimes. In 2 Timothy, we read much about endurance, and most of it is a matter of the heart, although some of it includes the body as well. So for instance, in 2 Timothy 2:3, Paul says to Timothy, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Later he says, "Therefore I endure all things. The word of God is not bound, even though I am." In chapter 3, verse 11, he says, "What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." He says, "Those that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution," but he says, continue in the things which you have learned. That is, just keep at it. Continue in those things. Then he talks about the tendency of people not to endure the truth. In 2 Timothy 4:7, the word endure is used in close proximity in two different areas. Verse 3 says this, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." There's coming a time when people are just not going to put up with it. They're not going to endure the truth. Verse 5 says, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." There are actually quite a few other references to endurance or continuing in 2 Timothy. But here he draws a contrast between what a servant of God should do, and that is they should endure opposition when they give the truth, and that is in contrast to those who will not endure the truth. And so you kind of come to a crystallization of a truth that you find throughout this book, and that is this. The more we are willing to endure hardship, the more we are able to understand the truth. Most of us know more than we want to acknowledge that we know, because knowing something obligates us to do it. Knowing the truth obligates us to do it. And if I acknowledge to myself, if I'm truthful enough with myself to know what it is I know, then I may feel obligated to do something about it. So many times we have a conscience that comes from belonging to Christ, but we have an ethic that comes from living in the world. And so when these two things come into conflict, we say, well, I'm not so sure that the Bible really teaches thus and so. Now, indeed, the Bible should be our guide. It should be our judge. Yet so many people have so watered down their conscience. They are so earnest to be accepted and so weary of enduring anything, what they no longer endure is the truth. Friend, you're going to endure one of two things today. You're going to endure the truth, or you're going to endure trouble. And what it is you endure and what it is you collapse to says much about you and who's in control of your life today.